The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
What up, what up, what up, what up? What the deal, everybody? Rock Solid Radio Show, episode 17. It's your boy Ubiquitous, back in it. Doing it in your ear hole right here with Dr. Tim.
Yo.
And my boy, Ty Digger.
What up, what up? Two developments. One, Howard won yesterday.
Yay!
To go 6-3 on the season. 5-1 in the MEAC. We're a game out of first place with a Celebration Bowl bid on the line. So, go Bison. Two, got a pedicure yesterday. Like, it was totally, like, I am totally walking on air right now. My feet no longer look like I'm an extra on Roots. It was amazing. Like,
yeah, did you enjoy that?
Yes. The Oriental lady is, like, really kind to
Asian.
My feet. Asian? We're saying Asian? My bad. Sorry.
People can't be Oriental.
We're saying Asian. I'm sorry.
Rugs are Oriental.
Things are Oriental. People are of Asian.
Didn't you hear me say sorry, goddammit? The Asian lady was very nice to my feet.
That's
I'm glad you had a good experience with that. I've gotten one pedicure in my life. You know, as a matter of fact, shout out to Jasmine for that. My girl Jasmine. Because she hooked that up. She came out to visit Nikki and I when we were in Vegas. And she convinced me to go get a pedicure. Because I'm just like totally anti any of that kind of shit. Like pedicures.
Oh, man.
Pedicures, manicures, like all that shit. Like, nah.
I just don't like people touching my feet.
Wearing pink. You know, like, I don't do these things. So.
Because I'm a man.
You know, and it's not even like the whole, you know, man, I'm a man thing. It's just, there are other things on my priority list than having.
Exactly.
You know, having somebody, you know, do my feet or my hands. But anyway, but yeah, the one experience that I had, you know, going to get that done and everything. Two things that traumatized me about the whole experience.
Oh, wow.
She put your feet in her mouth?
No,
because actually, because the way she reacted to my feet made me feel like she didn't even want to put my feet in her hands.
Wow.
And I'm not gonna lie, you know, I don't have the most attractive feet. I'm a former athlete and everything, you know, and you know, my feet can be a little bit rugged, you know. So, you know,
your shit out here look like Grand Canyon.
I, you know, look like I could have been, you know, an extra in the Flintstones. It's all good. But I'm saying, like, if I'm paying you or, you know, well, you know, I wasn't paying for it, but if somebody's paying you to do my feet and everything, I'm gonna need you to act like you've seen some fucked up feet before. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she has.
Exactly. Be professional about it. But no, I'm just saying, she was just like extra. Aww. She was just extra, you know, histrionic about it. So that was the first traumatizing thing. Second traumatizing thing. Okay. As you all know, or people who've seen me, you know, in person and everything, my eyebrows grow a little bit funny. You know, they kind of split at the ends and everything. But, you know, that's something that, you know, my great grandmother's eyebrows did the same thing. It's, you know, it's a hereditary trait and I wear it proudly. I've never, you know,
got them shaped or anything like that.
Exactly. Which brings me to the second traumatizing thing.
Okay.
She just kept on with one. Please let me do your eyebrows. Please let me do your eyebrows. Heffa, if you don't get out of my face, I'm a man. You're not going to be plucking my eyebrows. Sorry, that was the last time.
Chicken, you tweeze eyebrows.
Whatever. Regardless.
She was throwing shade.
You're not doing, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
I do understand. I'm being a dick. And I'm sorry that you had that experience.
I want to choke slam, you know, Madam Gal. Up in that joint. Up in that joint.
I kind of want her to suck my toes, though. Like, my feet were looking good.
It wasn't that kind of a massage parlor.
She could have just.
I was expecting the way she was rubbing them. That's what I was expecting. And I was in the massage chair.
Yeah. Those are awesome.
And I was relaxed.
Did you take it upon yourself to do that, or did someone talk you into doing it?
I took it upon myself to do it.
I'm really proud of you. High five.
Somebody might have told me to do it, but on this day, I told myself I was going to do it.
I'm really proud of you.
If there's any pedicures being done to my feet, I'm doing it my damn self.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not know your cup was right there. I apologize.
You're about to take some feet for real.
Shut up. Anyway. Yeah, that used to be like my regular Saturday thing. Like once every 2 weeks, like I would go and get a pedicure. And I had a certain spot I went to on Georgia Avenue. So I was really mad when they like closed because they had to do, the building was being renovated. So I don't even know if the shop is open up again because they've changed so much in that area of Georgia Avenue. Like the Safeway, remember the Safeway, not way up like Georgia and Piney Branch, because that was the good Safeway. I was talking about like the hood Safeway.
The one by Mount Vernon.
Huh?
Mount Vernon.
No, one by the Metro Station.
The one by Georgia.
Georgia Shop. Avenue Petworth.
Yeah, Georgia Avenue Petworth.
Oh, yeah.
The one that always fucking stunk when you went in there.
I used to live up there, yeah.
Yes. The one where the fruit selection was like really motherfucking just.
It was like oranges, apples, and bananas. And
bananas. Right. Like your Safeway. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, that bitch looks nothing like that now.
Like, I believe
it's the super duper good artisanal Safeway, whatever.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, like there's these bars and grills around there that just, you know. Like my favorite Jamaican spot's not even there no more. I'm mad.
Chasey Island?
No. It was a spot called Red Lion that actually opened up next to my old nail salon spot. Or like two doors down. And their food was just so goddamn good.
I think I remember Red Lion also.
It wasn't open when you were at Howard. Like you were long gone. And it was only open for like 3 years.
Oh.
It was by a church, or it kind of looked like an auditorium, but they mainly had church in there. But either way, that food was hella good, and it's not there anymore, I don't think, because you have all these other nice spots because, yay, gentrification.
Right.
Yes. Yes, but I say that to say, at this point, I just do my own pedicures because there's not a lot of places that I found here in Baltimore that I'm like, yeah, I like going to you and I'll go to you regularly. I'd rather just go ahead and take the time to do it myself. And I like doing it myself now. It's kind of like a...
No, I like people to... I like people rubbing my feet. It gives me a regal feel.
You feel like Prince Akeem up in this bitch. Like,
Princess Amunda.
The royal penis is clean.
You know how much I pay for that?
What, for the royal penis to be clean?
For somebody to clean my royal penis. Like, you know how much money motherfuckers can make just to have somebody clean your balls?
I wish they would just invent ball wash. Like, you know how they have like Summer's Eve or Massengale for women to like use and keep our area, quote unquote, springtime fresh or whatever. Like, there's some niggas who need some shit like that. And I'm not the first to say that. I'm not trying to act like I am, but some of y'all balls be cheesy.
Technically, there's a service where your balls get cleaned. The prostitution, they name.
I don't mean with the mouth.
It's called Backpage.com.
I do not mean with the mouth, my homie. I meant like some soap and some water.
But see, you just said it right there. Soap and water. See, you don't need to make no specialized wash for nuts. I mean,
y'all need to quit dating these dirty ass niggas too.
that part.
Niggas, y'all, everybody love a trap nigga, but they don't understand that nigga outside
3 days straight wearing the same clothes, so the fiends recognize him
in the summer too.
You know what? And that's so terrible. No. I don't mess with.
Need to get you a good nerd.
Hey, we are not gonna sit here and act like just because a person is intelligent that they have the best hygiene. Because you know some people are so wrapped up in their intelligence that they neglect other areas and other aspects of themselves. Like I've had some colleagues that I'm like, for real, my nigga,
that's just nasty.
Yeah,
very nasty.
I'm not saying colleagues like in terms of like I've smelled their balls or anything like that, but just in terms of like their hygiene is not the greatest. So I can only imagine what the nether regions are like. I'm so good. I'm yeah, no. Nah.
Yeah, can we move off the topic of sweaty, musty balls? Like, on to the next.
Can we talk about chocolate sweaty balls? No, I'm kidding. Chocolate salty balls.
Chocolate salty.
Oh my God.
Salt peanuts. No.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, once again, out the loop this week, but at least for a happier reason than the sad reason like a couple weeks ago. So what happened in the nation? I almost said the world, like the United States is the only world in the whole world, but
we are. For a lot of Americans, it is.
It really is.
We are.
God, we really think we're the center of the universe.
America, fuck yeah.
I had a feeling that was going to come out at some point in this episode.
I'm surprised we went 16 episodes while saying it.
Without saying what?
America, fuck yeah. I feel like I've said it before. I could be wrong. Wow.
I don't know.
How did that happen? Have we just not been feeling America fuck yeah-ish?
Well, we only get like that during like the Olympics.
This is very true.
That's me. I get like that during the Olympics. Like,
yeah.
I forget all the dirty shit that America did around the Olympic time. Like, that reminds me when the Olympics are coming up. So
yes, they are. That's going to be really awesome.
It'd be 2 weeks of America. Fuck yeah. Can't wait. Then I'm gonna burn my flag as soon as the fucking Olympics over. Because
wow, so don't even go there, sir.
I love watching. I love Winter Olympics because I get to watch sports that I would never, ever, ever watch any other time.
Like curling.
Yes, curling is the shit. I still can't tell you all the rules of curling, but that shit is fucking awesome.
I only watch shit that Americans have a chance to win.
Right.
Like, if I see an American winning, I'll watch it. If we're getting like mollywopped, I turn that shit with the quickness. I don't want to see that.
So you don't watch any ski jumping?
Nope.
Cause we don't do shit.
It's been a minute since we won a ski jumping.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
That's not our, like, and I'm not talking about on some snowboard, like half pipe type shit. I'm talking about the straight, like you're on two skis going off trying to jump as far as you can.
What about your girl, Peekaboo? What was her name? Peekaboo Street?
She wasn't a ski jumper.
What did she do?
She was a skier.
Oh.
And that was a while ago. Peekaboo ain't been in the Olympics since.
Well, I know that.
She can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that part.
But yeah, no. She was a skier. She was a downhill skier, not a ski jumper.
Oh, downhill ski. I don't know.
Hockey.
I don't know the difference. Black people don't ski. So.
Hockey is the only sport that I watch that the Americans don't have a lock on. Like, I watch it just because I enjoy hockey. But
yeah.
Other than that, fuck y'all.
So, like, what about sledding? Well, we do decent in sledding.
I ain't watched that shit since Cool Runnings.
Shut up. We win medals in sledding.
We do?
Yes. And black people do sledding. That's where you're probably going to have the
Cool Runnings.
Black people. Shut up. That was Jamaica.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up, everybody. Bobsled time.
Cool Runnings.
Oh, you motherfuckers. No, seriously.
Those motherfuckers took a great moment in a nation's history and totally cleaned it up. Like, they totally put blackface on a great moment in Jamaica's history. Like, that movie could have been so inspirational, but nah.
But
fuck
no,
that.
You had to get John Candy.
Well, because it was a Disney movie. It was a Disney movie. What did you expect?
Nah, they didn't have to. That was just too much coon. Especially my man Dougie Doug. Come on, dog.
And then, like, I'm about to look it up because I'm wondering, were any of them actually Jamaican?
No.
I think
is a, what you call it? Dougie Doug?
Malik Yoba's not of Jamaican.
I think they're Caribbean, some.
I think Dougie Doug might be a descendant, but other than that, I don't think so.
And then the fictional rivalry with the fucking East German team, Sweden team, I believe, whoever that was.
Yeah.
Like gold medal contending people give a fuck about a nation that's not even going to finish in the top 30. Like, you mean tell me he flew all the way from his host nation just to fuck with some Jamaicans? Like,
you almost made me spit out my juice.
That's what she said. I guarantee you, nobody at that Olympic gave a flying rat's ass with me.
About the Jamaicans, right? Like, oh, they're going to compete. It's their first Olympics ever, and they're totally going to compete with us.
Right. And we're totally going to find a way just to fucking
destroy, step on their fucking face. Their shit. So I looked it up. Dougie Doug has an American mother, but his father is Jamaican. So at least you have like a half Jamaican.
Yeah, I told you.
In Cool Runnings.
But of course, he would be the one who was cooning the most. He was doing the most cooning.
Oh my God. And you know what? So I remember three of the actors. Leon.
That's right. Leon was in that movie.
Leon. Yeah. He was the uber serious one.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he was the quote unquote leader. He wanted to be just like that rival team and shit like that.
Yeah. Leon always plays a dick in his movies, doesn't he?
Not in every movie.
Malik Yoba's lips have not been moisturized since Cool Runnings. That nigga went to Canada and his shit just been cursed ashy. Like,
you know you're talking about your frat brother.
You a fuck?
like we don't do that shit anyway.
Right. You right.
That nigga don't pay mortgage. Holla.
But nah. Shit. Oh yeah, Leon. Yeah, Leon plays a dick in all of his movies though. Like for real. Think about it. You name me one role that he hasn't.
Once Upon a Time We Were Black.
Okay, I don't remember. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, okay.
He was Leon in the movie.
Colored,
like
Once Upon a Time We Were Colored, something like that.
Oh, you know what? No, I do remember that.
He's Leon in every movie. Like,
yeah, yeah.
True. Five heartbeat Leon in every movie.
Although, don't get me wrong, I love Leon as an actor, but he plays a dick in every movie. And don't
except for the one I mentioned.
Well, except for the one you mentioned that I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But like, think about it. Temptations. He played David Ruffin.
Yeah.
Man.
David Ruffin was a dick.
He really was.
And Above the Rim. He played old boys, you know, banging down
old boys. Dick in that
movie. Banging down old boys' mom. He was a dick in that movie.
Just because he was banging up.
He did the Ving Rhames thing from Baby Boy before Ving Rhames did the Ving Rhames thing from Baby Boy. He's banging down his mom and then gonna try to give me advice.
He felt obligated.
Nigga. Go on with that.
I'm dicking your mother. I might as well attempt to give some type of advice.
Might as well make my way.
Anybody ask you to be my stepdaddy, nigga? Fuck you. Keep it moving. Anyway, but
I'm emptying like a daycare into your mama's mouth every night. I should be a man and step up in the house.
Anyway, you played a dick there.
He wasn't a dick in that movie. I never saw Above
the Rim.
You never saw Above the Rim?
We're gonna ignore that.
I had the soundtrack, but I never saw it.
You're an awful human being.
We need a moment of silence on that.
Yeah.
Sorry. My bad.
Okay. You never saw it, but wow. Okay. But I'm trying to think what other, and I'm trying to
he was, not, he was a dick in, yeah, he was a dick in Waiting to Exhale.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes. He was a total dick in Waiting to Exhale.
Niggas, I cry for the pussy, dog. That's crazy. For the pussy challenge before fucking Twitter, dog.
Like, yeah, for real.
Can you say that he was a dick in Colors? He got shot by the police.
He probably deserved it.
He was fucking
Rockin' Woman. I can't remember him in Colors.
He was the one who was fucking Rockin' Woman. When the police busted in and shot him, like, he was dicking her down, too. She was like, and the cops came in. He's like, they're like, stop. And he was reaching for his pants, and they shot him in the back.
No.
That's what made them start to be like, fuck Pac-Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen Colors way too many times.
I think I saw it once in my life, or maybe twice. God, what was I about to say? It was this other movie that he was in. I don't even remember the name of that movie, but he actually played a gay dude in that movie.
Oh, I never seen that movie.
Yeah, we say he plays a dick, and then you talk about
that. Well, actually, if you think about it, he played a dick in that movie too. Okay, so
I'm pretty sure he played a whole bunch of them. With his character, not Leon. I don't know if Leon's gay or not.
No, you know he has a he and Cynthia Bailey have a daughter. Cynthia Bailey is
from the Atlanta Housewives. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that daughter, Noelle, that's Leon's daughter.
Oh, the fuck out. Oh, this my nigga.
Can't say I care, actually, but.
And, like, considering the fact that Noelle's, like, 16, like, he was fucking, like, he was dating fine-ass late 90s, early 2000 Cynthia Bailey.
But women loved Leon, though. It wasn't like, he played an asshole in movies, but women loved him, so.
Yeah. I mean, because he's fine as shit. I mean, I'm not saying y'all to jump and agree with me because y'all are men, but I'm telling you from a woman's perspective, which is my purpose of being here, Leon is a fine piece of chocolate.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your purpose of being here?
To be the woman perspective. And make sure y'all two niggas don't go too far off in the deep end, because you can.
And often do.
Right. We're already there.
Someone's got to draw you back. Which reminds me, holy shit balls. Reminds me of the time that I thought that I was going to die in the Dominican Republic. So this is basically 2 days ago. It's my last full day in the DR. I had been on an all-day excursion, and we got back enough time where I was like, yeah, I'm going to go on a beach and go play in the water. So in the beach, in the water, floating, enjoying it, and there's a barrier out there, you know, where it's like the edge of where swimmers should go. I'm like, yo, I can reach it. Yeah, I can do it. Now, I can swim, mind you, but I'm not going to act like I'm the strongest swimmer in the world. Mm. So, not only is the barrier out there, but I do seem to recall that there are coral reefs close to the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this in the back of my head. So I swim out there. My intention is to get out there, just kind of chill for a minute, catch my breath, and then I will make my way back to the shore. When I get close to the barrier, I look down and I see one of the barrier reefs, and it looks like one of the cocoons, one of the eggs that they put in the water in the movie Cocoon. Remember that movie back in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, even though I know it's a coral reef, I freak the fuck out. Start kind of panicking. Like, holy shit. So rather than stand, because I accidentally like put my foot on it, and I actually like not stand on it, but I do step on it. And I'm like, holy shit, oh my God, I'm fucking up the ecosystem. I'm a terrible human being. I gotta get out of here. Yes.
Were you high, Dr. Sam?
No, I was not high. Wasn't high, wasn't drunk, none of that. And so I'm starting to swim back. And again, I didn't get the break that I intended to take. So my arms were starting to get tired, and I'm not catching my breath as well as I need to. So I kind of stop, but I'm still a little bit too deep, so my feet can't touch the bottom. So I can't stand and rest before I start swimming again. So by this time, I'm really starting to panic. Like, oh my God, I might don't make it. I'm starting to swallow seawater. Like, I'm just doing all the shit you're not supposed to do. And I look, and there's this couple, and all I can do is say, necesito ayudar, please, por favor. And like, luckily they were Spanish, so they could kind of piece together what the fuck I was saying with my pidgin Spanish. And they, cause they were from Spain. They did not speak English, but they, were able to figure out what was going on, and they grabbed my hands and kind of like pulled me into water where I could stand and like get my bearings and calm the fuck down.
They couldn't tell what was going on.
They didn't
see ass flopping on.
I'm about to say,
I wasn't flopping.
First of all, black woman in water. There's hello.
I wasn't doing all that. I was actually treading water. But a lot of this panicking is happening in my head. I wasn't flailing. Oh. I wasn't doing all that. So unless I say that I need help, no one's figuring out what's going on. And the lifeguard's not out there, too.
I thought this was going to be a riptide story.
No, bitch. You should be happy it wasn't a riptide story. Else my ass well, I might am. Not be here.
Well, I am, kind of. But
well, we're not going to... Well, we wouldn't even know what would happen until like weeks later and shit. We'd be like, damn, you ain't show up.
Like, damn, I thought Tam was gonna be back in time to record the show.
That's what she said last week.
Oh well.
We'll find another one. I'm joking.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's for you pulling for the Astros last week. No.
Who? What happened last week? Speaking of Astros.
We ain't got to talk about that shit today.
Of course we do.
We ain't got to talk about that shit today, man.
Shout out to the Houston Astros for winning the World Series. That was an awesome Game 7. that was just totally beautiful. Do you know what Yu Darvish's ERA was for the World Series?
Fuck you, Darvish.
It's just like 21.3.
Fuck you. I think Darvish.
I think it's fucked up he got called Chinito.
We're back on that again.
No, we're not going back to it again. But clearly it fucked with him because he got rocked.
I don't think that's what fucked with him. I think he just choked.
I mean, the Dodgers bullpen has been, not even bullpen, like, they have been up and down pitching wise. Sometimes it's great, and other times it can be like, ooh, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that's the thing. We traded half of our farm system for Darvish, damn near.
Mm. You did?
Darvish is on the last year of his contract. We traded like a whole bunch of prospects to get him for this purpose, for the postseason, so that we had one more horse in the stable for the postseason. And he stunk.
He could have called the Mets. We'd have gladly gave you one of our pitches.
Who did he play for before the Dodgers?
The Texas. Rangers. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, of course, Houston knows him.
I'm sure Houston was glad of that.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, they know him. Like, it wasn't a situation where we haven't seen him pitch all year. Like, we got film on
him. No, that's what I said. I'm glad. I'm sure Houston was like, I'm glad of that because they're like, we have experience against this player. We know how he operates. We've seen him before. Yeah. Not like Verlander.
They spent a lot of money on that roster, too.
Yeah.
Who, the Dodgers?
Yes, they did. Number one payroll in the league.
Really?
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all these things are depressing to me.
Hey, at least you guys were within one game. You didn't get swept. And that's a beautiful thing.
You know, it was funny. I have a friend, you know, who's a big Cleveland sports fan. And I made a comment on Facebook where I said, you know, the Dodgers could have at least, you know, all the rest of my sports teams suck. The Dodgers could have at least given me something to be, you know, proud of. And he said, you know, he basically made it seem like, you know, I was overreacting and, you know, they still, you know, they still gave a good fight and everything like that. I remind you, he's a Cleveland fan. So
3-1.
You already know the
3-1, my nigga.
You already know the jokes that were circulating in my head because Cleveland fans would feel that way. You know, at least they got there.
I mean, I know, right?
You know, explaining the difference between an LA fan and a Cleveland fan real quick.
I feel like Indian fans have it worse, Doc. You had a 3-1 lead in the World Series and you end up losing.
You know, and I was mad about that too, because I actually was pulling for the Indians back then too. For that,
I kind of wanted the Indians to win.
Yeah, I wanted them to win too. You know, my family's from
Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly.
Cleveland is the city where they come. I'm sorry. Every time I hear Cleveland, it's kind of hard not to sing a bone to Dustin Harmony.
Yeah.
And there's so much more to Cleveland than Bone Thugs. Like, I've had the pleasure of being.
No, there's not much more to Cleveland than Bone Thugs.
Rock and
Take
roll,
it from me.
Shut up. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there.
Drew Carey's show is based in Cleveland, I think.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, he's a Cleveland native.
Like, there.
I like that show.
I like Cleveland that show rocks. Too. Cleveland rocks. They have a river that caught on fire.
It wasn't the river.
It was.
It was a lake.
No,
how filthy your water got to be to catch on fire.
At least the river is the Cuyahoga River that caught on fire.
Yeah.
I thought that was outside of Cincinnati, though.
No, it was in Cleveland.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Cleveland, aka the mistake by the lake. I hate that they call it that. That sucks.
But it really is a propos. I'm sorry. I love Cleveland. Like I really have a lot of love for Cleveland, being that it birthed my family and everything. But it really is a propos.
Yeah. They have the Cavs. I mean, the Cavs suck now, but they won a championship 2 years ago.
That's okay.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, they do have a championship.
Yeah, they have this is the thing, though. Like, you can't... Okay, but to say that, okay, Cleveland has the Cavs. If what's-his-face wanted to up and move the team tomorrow... Like Art Modell did the Browns on that ass. then you don't have the. I mean, like, what's Cleveland?
Wait, what is Modell? A part of? He didn't do that with the Browns.
Art Modell. didn't do that with the Browns.
Oh, you're right. He did. I mean, but so
about saying we live in Baltimore.
Who moved the Colts?
Yeah, it wasn't the Modell. I was thinking you're of thinking the of Colts.
You're thinking of the Colts. No. The Ravens exist because of Art Modell fucking the city of Cleveland, okay?
Well, shit, the Indianapolis Colts exist because of the owners fucking the city of Baltimore, so. Yeah,
they did that dirty, too. They literally, like moved in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. Like, bitch, there's some Mayflower trucks. What the fuck?
But anyway, but, yo, what else were we talking about?
Speaking of football.
Ah, yes. Yes, my punk ass 49ers.
Man.
Signed Garoppolo.
I take it you don't like that.
Oh, but no, I'm not signed Garoppolo. Traded for Garoppolo. Traded a second round pick for Garoppolo.
Is he even that good?
All two games of him that is, that we've I suppose. Seen.
I mean, people think he's the next coming.
Because he's had all those years of tutelage under Tom Brady.
He went to Eastern Illinois. Damn it, he's going to be good.
Mm. There is such a football powerhouse. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, they do have a good quarterback pedigree. I'll give them that.
Tony Romo,
Sean Payton, Mike Shanahan. We're talking about in college.
The look on your face is fucking hilarious. Sean Payton was a quarterback?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He didn't play in the league, did he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not long.
Right.
Long enough to get some experience so you can be a head coach. Do you think he'll last? Well, the Saints are turning it around, so he'll probably stay on.
Yeah, the Saints won six in a row.
Yeah, but, they won today.
Yep.
But yeah, we got Tom Brady's understudy.
Well, at least you didn't get rid of your number one receiver for a third round pick.
Yeah, we could be Panthers fans, so.
Yeah,
there's always that.
But we won happy today. That the Panthers won today. Over the Falcons at that.
And we played in the Super Bowl since.
You know what? Well, shit, so have we.
Ours are more recent.
Yeah. But both of ours are more recent than Raiders, so.
I noticed I didn't say anything because I don't have a dog in that hunt.
There you go.
I mean, I can say at least we've made it in the millennium, which is more than some teams can say.
True that.
Lions.
Yeah.
Shit, the Chiefs ain't made it to the Super Bowl in this millennium, have they?
The Chiefs have not drafted a quarterback that have thrown a touchdown pass in almost 40 years, yo. Like,
so you do the math.
They have not drafted, let me repeat, they have not drafted a quarterback that has thrown a touchdown pass for them. So all their quarterback picks have been fucking bust. Any successful quarterback the Chiefs had been somebody else's, like, cast off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're correct.
And most of them have come from the 49ers.
You are absolutely. I was just going to say that.
You know what?
I mean, but it's true.
Wasn't Elvis Gerback a 49er before you went to Kansas City?
Actually, yeah, he was.
Holy shit. Hey, I'm surprised I remember Elvis Gerback.
Didn't he play for the Ravens for a minute?
Probably.
I believe
he's probably played for everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. He's almost like
he never played for the Raiders.
He's like the Heath Shuler.
Where you go to college at? Michigan?
Yeah. Yeah, go back with the Michigan.
Was he in front of Brady?
Or was that Greasy? So.
No, I think you're thinking about Brian Greasy.
But I wouldn't say they was around. They was there around the same time.
You might be right.
No, Tom Brady was like 500 on the depth chart in that program, dog.
Yeah.
Like, they would have been up by like an ass lot of points for him to get playing time. And now he's about to go into the Hall of Fame. Like, isn't that crazy?
That is.
Go crazy.
I just tell you, dog. Like,
it never would have happened if, what's his face, hadn't got hurt.
Like 35 years ago, Jermaine Dupri was the ugly kid breakdancing in Houdini video. Now he's having raw sex with Janet Jackson. Like that just tells you anything can happen. Anything's possible.
Yo.
Anything!
50 Cent fuck Vivica.
Man. Anything. And that was when Vivica was fine. Right. Before all the plastic surgery.
Oh.
And Vivica did some wow thing.
Because so we heard.
She gets the Gabby Union Award.
Yes.
That's so terrible. Why does it have to be the Gabby Union Award?
Why not?
She's so real for that.
No bullshit. Which, mind you, is just another colloquialism for an MVP award, just so you know.
But speaking of the Patriots, I brought up something earlier.
That had us in disbelief.
Apparently, Belichick is not Tom Brady's number one fan. It seems like for the last couple of years, Bill has been trying to, and this is the way the system works in New England. Once you get to a certain age, they pretty much give you a watch, pat you on the back, and send you to some AFC.
The Browns.
Let me point out, they're like
they see you to Cleveland.
Let me point out, they're the Menudo of the NFL. That's so terrible.
So Brady's getting up there in age, and Bill, being the cold-hearted son of a bitch he is, is like, yo, it's time for Tom to become Cleveland's 760th quarterback. Like, Cleveland has had more quarterbacks in the last 20 years than the fucking Night Watch on Game of Thrones, dog. Like,
wow.
But they couldn't get A.J. McCarron this year.
But well, is that really a bad thing?
Poor Cleveland. I feel sorry for Cleveland.
Like, I don't.
Wow. Y'all said that in unison. Like, jinx on both of y'all. Y'all motherfuckers both owe me a Coke. Why don't you feel sorry for Cleveland?
I don't feel sorry for nobody.
You know why I don't feel sorry for Cleveland?
Dick. Why?
Because they hired that idiot from baseball to run their front office in football.
Wait, and who? What?
The Moneyball dude. Podesta. Is that his name?
Podesta? I guess. I don't know.
They hired the dude to be their GM, who's like of Moneyball fame. Back when, you know, you should know about Moneyball.
Billy Bean?
Right, but it was the dude who introduced that whole thing to Bean. Like the whole analytics system and everything like that.
Sabermetrics?
Right.
But that shit doesn't work in football.
Exactly.
It's not something...
For one, you don't have as large of a sample size in football that you do in baseball. You don't play 160-something games a year.
True.
Second off, with football, I think a lot more. Like, there's way too many intangibles that come into play than there are with baseball. So you can't use that same system. But just bottom line, the office's ineptitude just all around, I mean... I don't feel sorry.
Well, I think that's kind of like the reverse. In baseball, it's so many people who play the sport at such a high level. Like football, once you get past the actual NFL roster, there's not like a minor league system that continues to develop guys until they're good enough to contribute at the major league level. Plus, I mean, not to make it like football, it takes a little more physical ability. I guess is that the word I'm looking for? Like, if you're stronger than everybody out there, you can't find a motherfucker that can go out there and beat you. Like, if you're Julius Peppers, I don't give a fuck what your technique is, that fucking left tackle. You're just about to be in for a long day of getting fucking manhandled. Like, or you're Julio Jones. Like, you can't find too many corners that can lock him up. Like, he gonna eat.
Right. Not for you there. But
nobody feels sorry when the Panthers lose, so fuck them. Like, fuck everybody as far as
I'm concerned. I felt sorry for the Panthers last year. I did.
We get all those jokes. Yo, fuck everybody, yo.
I'm not making jokes.
So bitter.
And plus, I live by the old saying, it's not enough to succeed. Everyone must fail.
That's real petty. That's uber petty.
You want to know.
Like... Have you always aspired to this level of pettiness?
That's just been me. Just even when I played sports. Like, I wasn't one of those guys who had conference pride and shit like that. No, I want all you motherfuckers to lose in the first round. Like, we can go undefeated every year and the rest of you motherfuckers can go 2-8. Like, it is what it is. I don't sit there. Like, you hear these jackasses in the SEC talking about, oh, the SEC is the strongest conference. Look at all our teams. I don't operate like that. Like, as a Tar Heel fan, I don't give a fuck if there's three other ACC teams in the Final Four. Like, as long as Carolina get there, who gives a shit? Like, people...
How you really feel?
People ask me, oh, aren't you happy Duke won since they're in North Carolina?
Hell no.
No, nigga.
No, those people no.
Don't know what's what.
Now, that's just different. No.
I don't give a fuck if state wins. Like, Wake Forest State, East Carolina, who cares?
East Carolina's not even in the ACC.
They're in the state of North Carolina. And again, I subscribe to the, it's not enough to succeed.
Everyone else must fail. That is so terrible.
I've been called worse.
Wow. You're proud of this? Does this bring you joy?
Some of these people say it to my face, actually.
Like, I hate to be on the astrological shit, but like, the whole time you were talking, I'm like, that's just such a Leo, like, you are like uber lion. Like, just, I can see this in you. Yeah. And that's okay. I can handle that.
It bees that way.
Yeah. I'm not a people like person
that.
Either.
Hmm? You're not like that.
Well, I'm a Cancer, so.
Exactly. You're a little bit more, you're a water sign. I can relate to that. Totally yeah. relate to that.
Yeah.
We're a little bit more sensitive than your monkey ass. No, you guys are really sensitive. You just like hide it by being kind of mean sometimes.
I don't deny that. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. You know what the fuck I'm thinking. Like, it's never,
yeah.
What is he thinking?
You'll never, like, wonder what's on my mind or something like that or how I feel.
True. You will let it be now.
Yep. Speaking of earth and water signs, I think we was talking about Black Planet.
Yes.
Earlier today.
So first off, we were talking about you know,
old social media
before MySpace and Facebook and everything, and you know,
definitely before Twitter.
Twitter, right. Things like College Club, and
which I never did.
You know, Black Planet.
College Club is my time to shine, though.
Black Planet. Now, everybody,
good old Black Planet, man.
Everybody knows the good old Black Planet booty call. You may have been on the receiving end of the Black Planet booty call.
You may have given the Black Planet booty call.
It's okay.
It's all, we accept it.
No
it's
shame. Okay. No shame.
I know people who have met their spouses and life mates off Black Planet. So. I can't even sit and like shit on it because for some people it served a fantastic ass purpose.
No doubt. I think I have family members and you know.
Oh yeah, some people very close to me. Like yeah. I know like their families exist because Black Planet existed.
And you know about and you know what's so wild is that if we sit here and consider, you know, how long ago Black Planet was really popping like that, like right. really cracking like that. And we know people to this day who are still together that met on Black Planet. Yo, that's kind of crazy.
That's kind of
like,
awesome.
Those relationships lasted longer than anything that these motherfuckers is having now.
right.
Real spit.
Because I want to say I haven't logged into Black Planet since like 2007.
I used to have two Black Planet pages. I can't remember. Well, I remember. All right, I do remember the name from one of them, but I'm not going to say it on the air. But I'll remember the passwords for either. I mean,
yeah, I totally. Yeah, I might be able to guess, but I'm not going to go through that process. Want to know what's crazy? I learned about Nude Africa. Through Black Planet.
Oh!
Through a Black Planet booty call at that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so you know about Nude Africa? You've been holding out, Tim.
Whatever. You gotta figure, come on, inferences. If someone knows about Pornhub or X videos, they should know about Nude Africa.
No, but a lot of people don't, though. Quiet is kept.
The Nude Africa stories were very entertaining.
With each of the stories?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever read the stories.
The stories are very entertaining.
Strictly go for Spank Bank material. But, stories? I've never read the stories.
Yeah, there are stories on Nude Africa.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
Erotic stories.
Right, no, yeah, I get right. it. Yeah, no. Wow, like, now I feel like I should, like, look at Nude Africa and find the stories and be like...
They actually are decent.
Do you have to be a member, like, to get the stories?
Certain stories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing that's frustrating is, like, you know, if you go and look at pictures, like, after a certain while, it's stuff is archived, mm-hmm. and you have to, like, you know, be a member, log in for archive stuff. But see, that's one of the benefits of being a woman, because dudes throw dick pics up all the fucking time. Like, yay! Woo! You have a plethora of to look at every day. So, is that a problem? Like, I don't venture over to the women's side, not because women are, like, not... Obviously, I think women are beautiful and I'm attracted to them, but I just don't really have enough time to look at the women's side. There's more than enough dicks to look at. So, I don't know how often women are showing up titty shot, throwing up titty shots or pussy shots.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually not... Yeah.
It's plentiful.
That's about to say, yeah, they're not scarce.
Well, all right.
There's not a premium on the pussy.
I'm not a fan of pussy photos, though.
Really? Why is that?
Me neither, to be honest.
I don't know.
Honestly, I'm not a fan of photos, period. So...
Why?
Because I can go for good
evidence.
They just don't do anything for me. Like,
I can go for a good titty shot every now and then.
They do nothing for me. Like, I need to see action.
I mean, it doesn't, like, I don't lick the screen or nothing like that. It makes me happy.
Look, hey, titties are beautiful. I like looking at, well, see, unlike you, I still become aroused by still photos.
Really?
So, like, a nice set of titties, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, a nice set of titties, I mean, in and of themselves, yes. I mean...
No, but they're
great.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, like
even a picture of a nice set of titties, I'm like fantastic. Like when folks like show up, throw up titties for Titty Tuesday.
Yeah,
and it'd be some nice ass titties. You're like, yes.
It depends.
Blah.
It depends for me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So, but, you know, anyone who knows me, like any ladies,
know she likes titties.
If you want to send me. photos of your boobs, I have no problem with that.
See, she can get away with shit like that. We can't do shit like that. We can't ask ladies to send us titty shots to the damn inbox. Yes.
I was damn sure about to.
I didn't ask any woman to send any photos. What I said was I was open if they wanted to.
You know, that brings up something. I'm glad you mentioned that because it was something I was thinking about earlier today. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
As a woman, how do you feel about dick pics? And I'm not saying solicited or unsolicited, just in general, how do you feel about dick pics? Well, you did say
I just talked about looking at nude after
about
that.
Say, yeah, still photos turn you on.
So,
yeah.
Like, there's levels to that shit.
Okay.
And what is applicable to one dick is there are some dicks who like an undershot of the dick would like that's pretty hot, but then there's other ones like if they try to do the same angle, like what are you doing, like that, no, stop. Or like
looks like a teapot.
Or like some motherfuckers, like, you know what I don't like in dick pics is when the dudes, like, hold something, like...
They hold the remote control through comparison.
Or, like, a bottle of Febreze or some shit. No, and what kills me...
Like, Photoshop don't work on that shit either.
It's one thing if you're literally just, like, kind of holding, like, if you, like, are basically like, yeah, bitch, I know I got a big dick. Wait, hold on, don't say nothing. And you're, like, holding the remote, like, next to the dick. It's another thing where when the motherfucker is trying to, like, push back his or make his shot of the dick area. He's trying to make his dick look bigger than it really is.
Oh, my God.
Like, a bitch trying to, like, push her pussy lips back to make her clit pop.
Ew, shit.
And it's like, so he's like pushing back the fat upper dick area, and he's like trying to like jab the remote in there, so like it looks like
it's hitting against his testicles from the top.
Right. Like you're just like crushing your vast deference trying to get this dick back. So make it seem like you have this monstrous dick that you do not have.
It's not that serious. Because my thing is this, I want Shorty to know what she gonna be working with when she comes face to face. I don't want it to be no surprises.
Yeah, like I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's funny. I had an ex. I told her I don't have the biggest dick in the world. Whatever like that. Now, mind you, I never said my shit was small. I just said I didn't have the biggest dick in the world. So, when we did the do, and everything, I thought you said it was, I said it wasn't the biggest in the world. I never said it was small. But my point being, I want you to know what you're going to get into from the jump. I'm going to be totally honest with you. So if I said, well, first of all, I'll be honest. I don't send dick pics. Like.
Yeah.
Unless you ask me nicely. But other than that, I definitely don't send them unsolicited.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't pop. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'll admit my ego is a little too fragile for that. So.
Right. And, they're.
And nobody want to be sitting at work and a dick pop up.
Yeah.
That's so real. Like, I have a friend who likes to send pics, and I'm like, that's cool. But I've had to train him, like, yo, homie, like, you need to make sure you do this after a certain time, because I have kids, and, like, my kids will grab my phone.
Oh, shit. I already know how this movie ends.
Luckily, they have not done that, but the possibility exists. So, it can't be goddamn 6:30 in the evening and you're sending me a dick pic, knowing my kids are probably on my
sitting
lap
at the dinner table.
What the fuck? Like, come on, save that shit to
my notification goes out, ding, 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 ding.
Right. Like, come on, homie. Like, so he's better. He's a lot better with that. Like, either he'll ask if it's a good time or he'll wait till it's midnight. Like, you know the motherfuckers are asleep.
Would you like to see some dick? Basically.
So, yeah. To answer your question, I mean, it's,
I think overall, your general consensus, in general, your viewpoint is dick pics are okay.
Here's the thing, I don't want to say that.
And then just get a flood of dick pics.
Yeah, it's like,
your DM's popping now.
Right. And it's like, no. And here's the thing about it, I'm probably not the best person to ask, because I'm the type of person, even if I've had, you and I could have had sex, mm-hmm. that still doesn't necessarily mean I want you to send me a picture of your dick.
Right.
There are very few people that I'm like, I really, really want to see what your dick looks like. So, I am kind of loathe to just go ahead and give a general okay to dick pics. I will have to say, in some circumstances, they can be quite appealing.
Just so you know, I wasn't propositioning to send you dick pics.
No. I did not interpret that in any way, shape, or form.
Just making it clear for the audience.
No. I just know that sometimes I can be misinterpreted, and I did not. Speaking of which, oh my God, I got to tell you about a situation of potential misinterpretation that I averted because I am an intelligent woman. Uh-oh. So we're flying back from the Dominican Republic, right? Land in Atlanta. We land a little bit early. The problem is, not super early, but the problem is there is still a plane at the gate and they're still loading shit and people onto the plane. So we're sitting on the tarmac, by the gate waiting for that other plane to get done. And we end up sitting a lot longer than we had anticipated. The problem was they had turned off the television monitor because I flew Delta. This is important.
Shame on you.
No, it's American Airlines that the NAACP said gave the advisory.
I got my issues with Delta.
But we got issues. Yes. So it's fucking Delta. Mm-hmm. So you understand there's history. So that being said, the thing about Delta is they have televisions. You can watch TV and movies and not pay for that shit. It's awesome. I watched Alien Covenant and I watched Fences on the way there and the way back. fucking awesome. But they had turned off the televisions and we're just sitting there on the tarmac. And, you know, a lot of us are thinking in our heads, like, damn, we could be watching television right now. And so this one woman who was in the same row as me, but not the same short row, she verbalizes what we're thinking, like, dang, if we're going to be sitting here for a while, you know, we could be watching TV. And so the rest of us agree with her. It's like seven of us in this conversation. I'm the only black person. So the woman who makes the original comment, she turns to me and says, hey, yeah, why don't you talk to the crew and get them to turn the TV on? Like, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, look at here, token.
Right, right. I'm pretty sure they'll listen to you or they'll do it if.
Yeah, because you're special.
The nigga's gonna do it.
Blazing Saddles reference. I was not in the know.
So, I said, yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that because I'm not gonna be the angry black woman on this flight. Literally said that this is a southern white woman from Little League, South Carolina. Said, I'm not gonna be the angry black woman on this flight because Delta has a history with black women and I'm not trying to be a part of that. And left it at that. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, how? No.
Be a little pickaninny and go, run, right? And go, like, run and do your bidding.
I'm not your fucking mammy. Like, what the hell?
What's wrong with you?
And on top of that, don't you realize you're a white woman? All you gotta do is be like, let me speak to your manager and you'll get whatever the fuck you want. Like, come on.
You'd have run up there and got put in a sleeper hold.
Nigga. We just had a sister kicked off a damn Delta flight like a month ago for right. Some shit about her seat. So, like, you really honestly think I'm going to be the one to advocate for the TVs to get turned back on?
And you'd have got kicked off that bitch without the stairs.
They just open up the door and toss your ass out like right. Your luggage.
Oh, shit. I imagine she trying to rope me into that shit. And, like, I know I'm passionate and demonstrative, so even if I wasn't angry, it would have been interpreted as anger. No, bitch. Not so we can watch some television.
You'd have been the entertainment.
Right. And someone was like, and the motherfuckers would have been the main one recording, talking about, look at this black woman go off because we can't watch TV on the plane. And
you know, it's all on the Daily
Stormer. I'm on goddamn CNN and shit.
Breitbart. Fuck
US that. Sky Marsh on the plane. The, hit you with the butt of his gun and shit. Right? Like Miss Seeley from fucking Color Purple.
Now my dress is flying up. You see my panties.
You got laid the fuck out in the middle of the damn road.
Don't see my kids again for 15 goddamn years. No, man. That is so...
15 years later, your shit still swole. Her shit was still swole up 15 right? Years later when she got out of prison, dog. Like,
yeah.
Man, and prison was hard on her too, dog. Like, this...
They must have been going back to prison to punch her in the same eye every day while she was there. Like,
holy shit, bro.
I hate you. Oh, man. Y'all want to pay some bills?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Today's episode of the Rock Solid Radio Show is brought to you by, is it Wink or Wink?
Let's go with Wink.
Let's go with Wink. All right. Wink is a world of wine delivered right to your door. From rosé to cabernet to torrentes. Wink is over 100 styles of wine to discover. Ever try an orange wine?
No, but you can send me a Malbec.
I was about to say, I think Mad Dog makes...
Shut up! Stop!
Oh. Mad Dog is a wine.
There you go.
No!
Wink connects you to a world of exclusive wines tailored to your tastes and delivered directly to your door. Wink delivers 4 bottles of wine to you every month with free shipping. You can pick your own bottles or let Wink choose and match your taste. It doesn't cost a thing to become a member, and you can skip or cancel anytime. And now... The listeners of the Rock Solid Radio Show can enjoy an exclusive discount of $20 off your first order. To place your first order with $20 off and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us/WINC. Again, that's cspn.us/WINC. Wink winds through CSPN. Do it today.
Is that optional to that? Huh? They're optional.
There is no optional.
That's see? Optional. Let's get the optional part.
And if there was, you ain't supposed to read. You ain't supposed to read the word optional.
It was. That's what it was on the fucking sheet, dog. Like, it, you give me the sheet. You don't. You tell. You gotta not tell me not to read that shit.
It, black that shit out, homie.
Nigga, you majored in radio. If the shit's in parentheses. You don't read the shit in parentheses.
You read everything on the sheet. Like, why even put it on there? And I think it was very informative.
You know what?
The sponsors were happy.
Well, of course they were.
And that's who we work for. We work for the sponsors.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, did they save you Mad Dog?
Huh?
You think they send me Mad Dog if I order?
I don't know. I really don't think we Mad Dog is going
to
be a problem.
Yeah, we need to deal with that. We need to have them put Mad Dog on there.
And Thunderbird too.
I was just... Get out of my head.
Henny. Are we going to go with Night Train?
Henny.
Henny's not a wine, though.
It's made of grapes.
Oh, God.
No, but seriously. So, like, I admit that I am more of a beer woman than a wine woman. Like, that is, wine is not really my thing. It kind of gives me a headache, especially red wine.
Really?
But,
stop drinking the shit all in one bottle. No. You're supposed to sip wine. That's why it gives you a fucking headache.
No.
It's a marathon. Remember what did we say a couple weeks ago? It's a marathon, not a sprint.
No. I like, there's the
you can't drink that shit like it's 40 ounce.
No.
Shit ahead. Chug a lug.
The Cabernets, the Shiraz, like other types of red wines that I've tasted, like it's something about the sulfonates or whatever. Like, it's just. Does not do me well, but I had a Malbec. Mm. That is delicious. That's a red wine that I can drink on a regular.
I don't know if I've ever had that. No, I actually am into red wines.
It's
okay.
It's good. Sweeter, but not dessert sweet. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I like my wines dry.
It's not dry like a lot of red wines are, like a Cabernet is or something like that.
Like that's why Merlot is actually my favorite wine.
Like I can drink Merlot, but after a certain while, it'll definitely give me a headache.
Mm.
But I would have to say that a Malbec, at least to me, tastes probably like a sweeter version of a Merlot. It's not dry. I enjoyed it enough that I would like sit and drink it. I actually drank it for breakfast on my last day there.
Holy shit.
I was like, I bought this bottle. I need to finish this.
It's happy hour somewhere, damn it.
It's always tiki time somewhere. So, and like my friend said on Twitter, like it's made of grapes. Ergo, it's super grape juice. You're okay.
It's healthy. It's fruit.
It really is.
Did you all see the takedown in what was it? On the Root? Of that white
Monique
woman.
Did. I was gonna bring that up.
Yeah.
Tell
the story, Dr. Tam, of what surrounds that and everything.
Okay, so I feel bad because the sister's name, she's a weather forecaster, and Houston, in the Houston area, on TV. And she's goddamn brick house.
I gotta watch the news more often.
Woo!
Sweet baby Jesus.
And I hate to be a part of like objectifying women, but I'm sorry, you are fine as fucking frog legs. Like, you are.
It's fine as frog hair.
Whatever, bitch, you're fine. But that being said, so she is thick. She's not size 16, 18 thick, but she is thick. She's probably like a size 10, 12.
She's thicker than 30-day-old pink.
Man, she's thicker than 5-day-old grits. Just, woo.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Anyway, but it's not vulgar thick, if that makes any. It's not an excessively big ass.
She's very well proportioned.
She's very well proportioned. It's not some like Jessica Rabbit, damn Nicki Minaj type shit. Okay. So that being said, she had on a dress that, yes, it was form fitting, figure fitting, whatever, revealed her figure. And this woman, Jan.
Jan has feelings about this.
Jan has some real big feelings about this and talks about her being a size 16, 18, which she is not, being a 16, 18 and wearing these tight clothes that showcase her voluptuous.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. She said this woman is a size 16 or 18 wearing a size six dress. That's what Salty Jan said.
First off, Salty Jan. There's no way a woman that's a size 16, 18 getting into a size six.
Let me tell you, having been a size 16, 18, Jan, that shit ain't gonna fit our thighs, homie. Trust me.
It's just pussy and ass just walking down the street and she trying to get into a size 16. She's no way she's pulling that over those hips.
Right.
Right.
Now, even as far as that, her arms ain't gonna get through them armholes.
Nope.
That's just not happening if she's a size 16, 18.
So the motto of the story is she was exaggerating a bit much, but go ahead.
Yeah. So like went in and of course I'm going to get to the article you're talking about, but of course she started to get, you know, she was getting gathered on Facebook. Like folks were talking about her. And of course folks don't, you know, hesitate to mention the fact that Jan is white. And this sister is black. I believe she's Afro-Latina. That being said, our friend, Monique Judge. Hi, Monique, girl. How you doing?
Wait. Does Monique listen?
I don't know. Maybe we need to get her to listen. We need to get her to listen.
Oh, I'm on that.
Yeah. I'll like send her a link. I'll let her know that we gave her a shout out on this one.
Yeah. Can you tell her she you know, she's kind of like my baby mama in my imagination.
You're so stupid. Not with you. Yes, Monique.
Ubiquitous has a crush.
Yes, he does.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, Monique wrote this article for The Root where she gathered every single edge that Jan has ever had in her life. Like, just snatched her from here to goddamn. It was terrible. But yeah, no. Basically, Monique called Jan out for all of her hatin'ness that she was doing. And I just want to give her props for that because it made my heart swell a little bit.
I'm just saying, as a personal fan of, you know, voluptuous women and full-figured women, it was refreshing for, you know, a sister to have another sister's back.
Yes.
You know, and watching somebody literally trying to weaponize her womanhood against her.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, that's one of the things that we talk about, or that's one of the examples of what we call misogynoir, a particular brand of misogyny aimed at black women. And one of the things that happens is our bodies are weaponized against us, mm-hmm. you know. And starting at a very young age, like, yes. I remember being told, I hadn't even started having titties yet, but I'm like 6-7 years old being told, like, what type of shorts I could wear because, you know, I'm not fast and I don't want to be seen as fast and mm-hmm. what's going to happen when I start to get breasts. It's like, seriously? Right. I'm not even thinking about that right now.
I mean, your bodies and your sexuality in general, I feel, have been used, you know, weaponized against black women throughout history. And so, like I said, that was just really refreshing and everything. And it just goes more into the reason why I have a crush.
And understand, he's not saying refreshing from the standpoint of it doesn't happen, because I see examples of sisters having sisters back.
Right. All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Particularly amongst the list of people, the groups of people that I follow on Facebook and Twitter, which are my two main social media platforms. I feel like I've selected a pretty good group and avoid a lot of drama, but I do see other people's shit. But that being said, sisters have each other's back a lot more than is being presented and portrayed.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just like when people tell us that black men are not in the lives of their children.
Right.
And that's totally
not 100%
wrong. Like,
research has come out and shown that
black,
is wrong.
Black men are the most involved in their children's life. Now, is it positive involvement sometimes? Maybe not. With the whole being a man or my son
toxic
can't do this.
Toxic masculinity does indeed yes. exist.
But,
hi, Lord Jamar. Sorry, go ahead.
But black men, we are involved in our children.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Let me tell you what happened with this Jan thing. They were watching the news, and Jan's husband turned around and said, "How come you can't look like that?" Jan fucking lost it. Jan lost it. Jan got on Twitter, Facebook, went in. Jan's getting tired of coming in the house and seeing Big Booty Smashdown in the fucking computer every day. This motherfucker's watching this before you go to work. Jan ain't with the shits. It has nothing to do with that young lady in the picture. Has nothing to do with that news report. Nothing. Jan's not yelling at her.
Jan is deflecting.
Jan is yelling at Pinky. That's who she's yelling at.
She's yelling at Cherokee to ass.
That's so terrible.
Isla Fox. Like, that's who Jan is upset with.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so terrible.
Yo. Oh, but we do need to, not to get on us. Well, to get on a more serious note, we do need to eliminate the stereotypes that educated blacks will spread about us. One of the more famous stereotypes that get thrown around about us is how most of us are always on welfare. And I hear that from educated blacks. I see that all the time. Like, wow, maybe I should quit my job and just go on welfare like these other black women. Like
seriously?
I'm like, well, first right. off, no, that's not right.
That's not how it goes.
Second, even if they are, like, do you really want to be on welfare? Like, I get having a job and being successful means you're paying for a lot more shit, but those people who are on welfare, and this is coming from a young man who was on welfare at one point in his life,
right,
growing up, that shit ain't all fun. Like,
no, it really isn't.
Please believe.
Don't be on Section 8. Like, they have the right to come in and inspect your shit whenever the fuck. Like,
on the regular.
Yep.
Like, seriously? It's not a cakewalk.
And that's the thing. Like, a lot of, and I'm not going to say, you know, just white. I'm not going to make it a color thing. You know, white people, educated blacks. Just people who are aloof in general don't understand that these people are not just, you know, kicking back with their leg, you know, with their feet up. Just, you know, like, yeah, government, pay me. Like, one of the biggest things that gets on my nerves about this country's commentary, and I think this is probably where we're going to leave off after, but one of the things that gets on my nerves in this country's, this nation's psyche is the mindset that we can subject a certain group of people to all kind of obstacles, setbacks, you know, and whatever, physically, mentally, emotionally, historically, you know, education-wise, just throw all these obstacles in their path and then have the nerve to point the finger at them or shout at them or blame them.
For why they're not succeeding?
For not why they're not as far or up to speed with where you are, necessarily. That to me, that burns me up because you're just totally disregarding and totally not recognizing how things got to this point. The minute that America wakes up and realizes how we got to this point and is willing to face that and
not off will be.
Exactly, and not deflect it and not accuse somebody of being a racist for wanting to talk about racism. As soon as the country gets over that, then maybe we'll be a better place. Just my two cents on that.
I can dig it.
Me too.
All right. And y'all got anything else today?
Happy birthday again to Mrs. Digger. We went we watched Thor 3 awesome. On Friday, which is an awesome movie, by the way.
Marvel movies, Marvel period is just the greatest.
Yeah, they're knocking it off the box. Yeah. And the Thor movie might be the best one out of the bunch.
Yeah. I binged watched all of the Defenders series on Netflix yesterday.
Word.
I literally spent the whole day doing that. That was probably the best Saturday I've spent in a while.
Yeah. The Defenders is pretty awesome. You know, The Punisher comes on this month.
Oh, sweet!
November 17th.
Nice. I'll be there for that, for sure.
Yeah, which is the Q's Founders Day. Awesome. Yay. Nobody gets shit. Like, stop being dicks! Anyway.
Why the fuck did we shot these niggas out on TV? On the show, though?
Look, I am here right now because AQ was willing to pick me up from Bregan and take me to the train station so I could, like, make it back to Baltimore, like, and he was willing to take me to the airport at fucking 3:30 in the morning so I can go to the Dominican Republic. So I can't, I understand, yeah, y'all are Sigmas and fuck everybody else. I know your motto, like, not only do I want to succeed, I want everyone else to fail. I get that. I feel you. I understand you. However, I personally have friends who are Qs and I'm very thankful for them. So thank you.
They don't get airtime on the show though.
Whatever, nigga. So.
Oh, one more thing I wanted to say. Yo. We need like a hashtag or something for like people to like follow or whatever. I don't know. We'll get at y'all
we'll
about that.
We'll have to think about that.
Yeah, we'll get at y'all about that. We'll get back to you about that one. We got to come up with a rock solid radio show hashtag. Something that, you know, just universal across the social media universe. You know, you know it's about The Rock. So
we'll
be working on it. It's The Rock. No bullshit. We'll be working on that though, because we need something like that. Because I want people to like interact with us. Like, I know people listen to us and everything, but like I don't hear back from people. So we need to figure out a way we can get some of that direct feedback for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
And on that note, wrapping it up, episode 17, Rock Solid Radio Show, coming to you live from the Rock House. It's your boy, Ubiquitous, speaking for Dr. Tam.
Peace.
Ty Digger.
Peace.
Weeze out.
I didn't.